All right, let's dive in. Today we're tackling something that I bet a lot of you out there in the manufacturing world are dealing with: finding and keeping those awesome employees.
Yeah, that can be a real headache.
We're going to see how Doherty Staffing Solutions, a company that's been doing this for over 4 decades right here in the Upper Midwest, is helping manufacturers just like yours build those really solid, winning workforces. You know, Delaney, it's not always easy.
It really isn't. What I think is so cool about Doherty is they don't just try to fill any old open position. They really get down into the nitty-gritty, like what's the company culture like, what are their needs, and even what's going on in the region that might be making things tough.
They're like workforce detectives almost.
Exactly. Much more than just a typical staffing agency.
That's a really good distinction. To really get a feel for what they do, we're going to look at an example right from Doherty's own files. It's a corrugated plastics manufacturer. They're somewhere in the Upper Midwest, and they were facing a real hiring crunch big time.
And this company is really interesting because they're a social enterprise, so they're not just focused on profits. They're really committed to making a positive impact.
Doing good while doing business.
Right. And get this. They're a big supplier to the U.S. Postal Service, and they needed to fill, like, 60 positions. And they needed them filled yesterday.
Oh, wow. 60 positions. That's a lot, especially these days.
You know it. And here's another twist. Doherty didn't actually have a big presence in the areas where this manufacturer's facilities were.
Really? So how did they even begin to tackle this?
Well, their closest offices were over 80 miles away.
Wow. Okay, that makes it even tougher.
Yeah, so they basically had to start from scratch, build up their name, and attract talent from thin air.
So how'd they do it?
All right, so Doherty put together this super focused strategy. They went way beyond just throwing up some job ads.
They got creative.
Oh, yeah, they did. They used what's called outbound recruiting. That basically means they reached out to people who might not even be looking for a job, but who have the right skills.
Outbound recruiting. I've heard that term.
Yeah.
But could you break that down for our listeners? How do you even know who these people are?
So it starts with figuring out, like, the perfect candidate. What skills do they have? What kind of experience? Even what are their values? And then they use all these special tools and databases to find people who match that description.
It's almost like a detective hunt for the best employees.
It totally is. And get this, they also did these things called text blitzes.
Text blitzes.
Yeah, it's where they send targeted text messages to potential candidates in the area, letting them know about the open positions. They really wanted to reach as many people as possible.
So a lot more hands-on than what people usually think of when they think of staffing agencies.
Right. And there's more. They also did weekly hiring events on site at the facilities, so it was super easy for people to just show up and apply, do an interview right then and there.
Wow, that's convenient.
Right. They also got really smart with social media, ran targeted campaigns, made special landing pages online, all to grab people's attention and get them interested.
Sounds like they were pulling out all the stops. But did it actually work?
Oh, it totally worked. In under 2 months, they hired 40 qualified candidates. And remember, they were starting from nothing in these communities.
That's amazing. From 0 to 40.
Yep. And they didn't just grab anybody. They kept their standards high. They knew it had to be a good fit for both the company and the employee.
So from 0 to 40 new hires in just 2 months. And in an industry and in a region where it can be really hard to find people, it really shows how well their approach works.
It really does. And you know, it brings up something super important for our listeners. When you're choosing a staffing partner, it's crucial to pick one that really knows your industry, knows what your company culture is all about, and understands the challenges you're facing. You need someone who's going to go above and beyond.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's clear that Doherty is doing just that. They aren't just filling empty slots. They're really helping manufacturers across Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin build strong workforces that can grow and thrive. It's something to think about if you're out there and you're struggling to find and keep those talented people.
Exactly. It's all about the right partnerships.
Great insights as always. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time.